A Season of Secrets by Margaret Pemberton. Read by Kristen Atherton. For my niece, Gemma Steele. It was early morning, and 8-year-old Carrie Thornton sat on a sheep-studded hillside, her arms hugging her knees, her face wet with tears. Below her, in one of the loveliest valleys North Yorkshire possessed, a river curved. On its far bank, beyond an ancient three-arched stone bridge, lay a Georgian mansion sheltered by trees. With blurred vision and deeply apprehensive, Carrie stared down at it. Gorton Hall was the home of the Fenton family. Carrie was familiar with stories about the Fentons, for when Viscount Fenton had been a child, her granny had been his nanny. Not only that, but when her widowed father had marched off to war a little over a year ago, his company commander had been Lord Fenton, and Lord Fenton had still been his senior commanding officer when, 3 short weeks ago at the Battle of Hauge, German shellfire had ended his life. The tears Carrie was now shedding were for the father who had been loving and kind and had always had time for her. The apprehension she felt was because of the letter Lord Fenton had written to his wife, suggesting it might help the granddaughter of his old nanny get over her grief if, for the remainder of the summer, she were to spend a little time each day at Gorton with their daughters, two of whom were close to Carrie in age. Ever since her mother had died of diphtheria, her granny had said that when she was old enough, 12 or 13, there could be no better training for her than to be taken on as a tweeny at Gorton. And when the news of Lord Fenton's suggestion had been broken to her, Carrie had said, not understanding,
"But I'm too young to be a tweeny, Granny."
Her granny had hugged her close to her ample bosom.
"You're not going there to work, silly Billy, and won't be doing so for a long time yet. You're going there to be company for Miss Thea and Miss Olivia."
Carrie had frowned, still deeply puzzled. She had known Thea and Olivia ever since she could remember, for whenever the family were at Gorton and not at their London townhouse, Lady Fenton would call on her husband's nanny for a cosy chat, a cup of tea, and a slice of homemade ginger cake. When she did so, she nearly always brought Thea and Olivia, and sometimes their younger sister Violet with her. Not only that, but the Fenton's current nanny often walked Thea and Olivia into the village so that they could spend their pocket money on butterscotch at the village shop.
"But why do I have to be company for them at the big house?"
she'd asked, not liking the way it would set her apart from her friends.
"Why can't they come down to Outhwaite to play?"
"Because that wouldn't be at all proper," her granny had said briskly. "Now stop asking questions and just think what a lucky little girl you are being invited to play in such a wonderful house."
Not feeling at all lucky, Carrie wiped the last of her tears away, pushed wheat-coloured plaits back over her shoulders, and rose glumly to her feet. Until now, she had never set foot inside the house, and had never expected to until the day when, if she fulfilled her granny's plans for her, she would begin working there.